No.
No.
No. Master, we are emptying the bucket.
Leave the bucket.
Leave the bucket? But it's got water in it.
Leave it with the water in.
Forgive us, Master, but is it not the case that if we leave the bucket full of water, it will be impossible for you to resist drinking it? Better surely to contemplate the empty bucket as you have in the past. Well, we'll leave the bucket full.
I hold God in a terrible embrace.
Yes.
As he holds me.
Yes.
I shall not drink the water.
No.
Obviously, this will be worse for me.
Much worse.
But because it is much worse, my victory over God will be much greater.
Certainly. Master, may I say that should God overcome you and compel you to drink the water, we would not, and I am certain I speak for both of us when I say this, we would not even for one second experience the slightest diminution in our bottomless regard for you.
Not for one second.
In our eyes, you have exceeded every...
Your eyes? What are your eyes to me?
Forgive me, my eyes are nothing to you. Shall we leave the bucket here, or... We'll leave it here.
It can be done. If I did not know I could live without water, I should not attempt to live without water. The knowledge does not protect me from the humiliating urge to drink, which overcomes me at regular intervals. But, you will have noticed, these intervals are growing greater. My struggle is reaching the climax. Leave the bucket where it is. I can observe it with the same detachment. I might contemplate a rock, a skull, a feather. Observe me from the hillside in the normal way, but you will not, I promise you, see me make the signal for the water again. Not again in this life.
This can't work. This won't work. You are the greatest philosopher who ever lived. I am ignorant and a pig, but this won't work. I love you. Let a pig advise you.
I've followed you for 5 years. Some have followed you for 10. When we go into a new city, people say you are the followers of Stilpo the Great, and they lay down mats for us to lie on. They feed us their best dinners, and frankly, sometimes we can steal their wives. That is the scale of your reputation, which we poor mundane idiots, we share a little of. And I have to say, that reputation is rotting like an apple, no worse than a fish, a stinking carcass of a haddock. People say Stilpo is insane. Not insane, we say, but frankly, no one believes us. May I be frank? You may be Stilpo, but Stilpo seduced us with his brilliance. Stilpo is more than Stilpo. He's also us. And this silence, is that a proper way to treat the public? Frankly, I...
The heat. I refused a parasol. The lack of water, despite its proximity. The entirely predictable treachery of my erstwhile friends will certainly cause me to hallucinate. This phase of hallucination will be God's final try, and I will treat it with the same contempt I treated all his other tries. I submit to nothing. I refuse his discipline. Precisely as I anticipated. Odd, I correctly judged the hour when my mind would falter, some little turbulence in my vision, some strange rhythm in my breath.
Kiss me.
My lips are cracked. And because I pursued girls in my youth, it does not follow I will pursue them now. On the contrary, my first successful mutiny against God was ridding myself of the urge to kiss. Just as I gaze into the bucket, so I gazed into the open thighs of girls. I triumphed then, and I will triumph now. Do not attempt to drag me back to the territory of earlier campaigns, please.
If you won't drink water, drink my milk.
That is precisely the sort of cleverness I have become to expect from God. Like all his cleverness, it does not stand examination. Does he seriously believe I would suffer the ordeal of liberating myself from a dependence on water, only submit to a dependence on a woman's milk? How poor he is! More and more I see the poverty of him, the wretched quality of his ideas. Keep your milk for your infant. I shall cease hallucinating in a while. It is only a phase.
I have loved you for years.
Have you? I have never seen you before. Now, please go. The effect of this conversation is to increase my thirst, as he well knows. You are his agent. Obviously, I shan't speak again.
And when you die, I will hold you. It is my mission. Let them ridicule you, I don't care. Your fetid breath I'll inhale to the last gasp. And lifting your thin body onto a cart, I'll drag you through jeering crowds to a silent grove, a place no one can find you, and make your grave with my bare hands among the tree roots. You will nourish a towering elm, a spreading elm, a king of trees. Or I'll sacrifice my infant on an altar. I never loved its father. It was a brutal and pitiful act of concupiscence, a sordid transaction in an alleyway. Do you need to know more? So if you die, so will this child. It means nothing to me. Girls are always cutting babies' throats, but I won't cut his throat. The water you decline to drink, I'll drown him in. You see how everything can be made into its opposite? What could be more innocuous, benign, and beautiful? Yes, beautiful, than a bucket of clean water. And yet, here I am proposing to find an altogether different use for it. The beautiful becomes hideous. The life-giving, suddenly... I mean it.
If you have no regard for this infant, why should I have, you see? It is a weakness of God, and better evidence of his fathomless vanity, that having bestowed life upon his creatures, he dares presume our everlasting gratitude, will ensure we cling to it, value it in others, shudder at the spectacle of death, and so on. Drown your child, by all means. Babies are plentiful now. I'm thirsty from arguing, but that only brings the crisis nearer. I'm desperate for a drink, but that was inevitable. I stare the bucket in the face. Burn, son. Burn.
It's true. God sent me. I'm his agent. Flirt, he said. Show your pants, blackmail him, anything, but make him drink. He's frightened of you. He thinks you might just conquer thirst. So do I. He thinks it's you or him. So do I. Another god, a better one, born beside the bucket. I'll drink if you don't mind. I'm not a god, I admit. I have these rather ordinary needs.
Fetch your own.
Fetch my own? But you don't want it.
I like it before me.
I don't want all of it.
There is a stream 100 yards away. Go to the stream.
I can't. I'm ill.
Crawl.
I won't crawl. How unkind you are. I could stop loving you so easily. Unfortunately, my devotion is such that no matter how cruel you are, still I... Drink. Do. Drink. I know how you got like this. You find life unsatisfactory. Since you were a boy, things always seemed less. Much less than they might have been. Even beauty failed to move you. Forests, sunsets, rivers falling over cliffs. Nice, but not nice enough. And someone had to bear responsibility for this. Someone needed to be blamed for such a string of disappointments as your life has been. Who else but God, since he created everything, and this penetrating gaze of yours has, I know for certain, has made God ashamed. Why don't you leave it there? The shame of God is adequate. Surely that must satisfy your rage. God sends his apologies to you. Die, then.
Great was Stilpo.
Stilpo did not drink
a bucket full of water, and still he...
Not any old water. The water Stilpo did not drink.
I loved him. I loved him.